Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Welcome to Bears Training Camp Report on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. The Bears conducted their final practice Tuesday in advance of Thursday night's preseason opener against the Miami Dolphins. The game will give John Fox and his coaching staff a great opportunity to evaluate their players.
It carries a little bit more weight. It's got like a midterm or final. It carries more weight than maybe some of the pop quizzes, which would be practice. So, you know, I'm really excited to see them play and anxious to see how they, do it under pressure.
Bears starters are expected to play between 12 and 15 snaps in the preseason opener. Coaches will not game plan like they would for a regular season game.
You know, obviously you're trying to, you know, put your guys in position to have some success, but we're not full-blown game mode right now. We're still in training camp, still installing, you know, being a new staff, putting in all new offense, new defense, as well as special teams. We just want to be able to let them line up in things that, they can execute and, you know, we can evaluate and try to pick our best 53.
Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, who has not thrown an interception in 11 training camp practices, is hoping that the number one offense can build on its success.
Well, we want to get in and out of the huddle. You know, we want to limit our mistakes, our mental errors. We want to get some first downs and move the ball and just kind of attack like we have been trying to do throughout camp.
In other news Tuesday, cornerback Tracy Porter missed practice with a hamstring injury, and outside linebacker Jared Allen was excused for personal reasons. The Bears also completed a trade Tuesday, sending guard Ryan Groy to the New England Patriots in exchange for linebacker Matthew Wells. Thanks for watching ChicagoBears.com and stick with us for complete training camp coverage.